public air.
Gurudev, that every day Sanatana Goswami Pad, and even you have told us that we should go and worship Gopeshwar Mahadev and offer water and all on our Mondays and all. Is this related to worship of demigods? No, na Gurudev, it is like, it is not by praying to Gopeshwar Mahadev that give us dham, nishtha and all that.
Prabhupada in his own books, he said that he's talking about the gopis worshipping goddess Katyayani, who's a form of Durga, but they were worshipping her as Yogamaya. Because Durga is Mahamaya, she links us up with Maya, you know, but she has another aspect. Yoga Maya links us with Krishna. So Katyayani has two aspects. Just like the Devas, there's Indra, this material world, there's also Indra and Krishna Loka. Brahma and Krishna Loka, Shiva and Krishna Loka. Gopeshwar is in Krishna Loka. Gopis are still worshipping Gopeshwar. Gopeshwar, although they say Vajranab, Krishna's great-grandson Vajranab installed the linga of Gopeshwar. He installed Panch Shiva Murtis in Braj, Bhuteshwar Mathura, Gopeshwar in Vrindavan, Chakaleshwar in Masiganga, Nandishwar in Nandagram, and Kameshwar in Kamban. But Gopeshwar was already being worshipped by the gopis way before Vajranab made the linga. Because Shiva became a gopi. So we're not worshipping Shiva, the material world. We're worshipping Shiva, the spiritual world, as a gopi. And we're praying for him, for Adhikar, to become a servant of the gopis and Radha and Krishna and Rasalila. Gopeshwar Mandir is at the entrance to Vamshivad. Vamshivad is a banyan tree, Vat, where Krishna leaned on that tree and called the gopis for ras. On the banks of Yamuna, they had ras. So Gopeshwar is where he's situated. Even the temple of Gopeshwar is right in the entrance to the rasasthali. He's a digpal. Dig means direction, pal means protector. So he's protecting the entrance to the rasa dance. So anyone who has Purusha Abhiman, man bhav, controlling bhav, he doesn't have dasi bhav, can't get into rasa dance, can't get to serve the gopis or Radha and Krishna. So Shiva, he worships Shankarshan, Bhagavan Shankarshan, Anantashesh. And Anantashesh and Shankarshan is in charge of false ego, ahankar. Ahankar means identity, false identity. I am man, I am woman, I am enjoyer. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. So Shiva takes that, Gopeshwar takes that false ego out and gives you Gopi Abhiman. Gopi Abhiman. Abhiman means a mentality and thinking and identity of a gopi. I am a gopi. I am Radharani's Manjari, Kinkari. So this is the identity that Gopeshwar gives. So you see in Vrindavan all the Goswamis of Braj, all the Radha Krishna Bhaktas, Radha Raman Bhaktas, because they're right nearby, and all the devotees that are around there, all go to Gopeshwar and worship. They're not praying for material boons or benedictions. They're just praying for Gopi Bhav. Gopeshwar is in Gopi Bhav. So if you go every Monday, it's nice, or once a month, or whatever. Worship him and pray. He grants entrance into Braj, entrance into Rasalila, entrance into the service of Radha and Krishna. All these things are done by Gopeshwar. He's very powerful. He has all the power of Shiva and all the power of a gopi. Gopis are powerful, more powerful than Shiva. Shiva came there, all the snakes, and he starts walking up the residence, and Lita and Mashaka I say, Rilko, stop. Where are you going, Buster? Sam Shiva, I'm a Haish, man. Get out of my way, you little girls. Abala. Abala means no power, you know. You Shiva, like, stop power. I said, you stop. Who are you talking to? I'm Alita. This is Vishaka. This is Rajadam. This is Arathastala. You can't go anywhere, you know. So then he tried to ignore them. And then Yogamaya just froze. Shiva just froze. Couldn't move his legs. Couldn't do anything. And he said, you have to become a gopi. He said, how do I do that? He said, you go off in the forest and pray. So he went off and he went. You turn around the other way, don't even look this way. Turn around the other way, walk over there in the forest and do tapasya, get out of here. So he did tapasya, and Purnamasi came along and said, Shiva, what do you want? Yeah, you're doing all this tapasya. He said, I want to be a gopi. She said, come with me. So I went across Yamuna to Mansarovara. He said, take a dip in there, and you have Man Prem. And Man is part of Mahabhav, it's part of Gopi Bhav. So he went to Mansarovara, he got the bhava of a gopi, he got the man prem, and he got the form. Because you can't be a gopi to enter Rasa, and to serve Radha and Krishna, you have to be a gopi. So then but he's still funny because he was still proud, you know. Because he's a little proud Shiva. So now he's a gopi, and he comes back, cross the river to Rasastali. And then he's walking up, and he's... And I was a gopi. Beautiful. That's here. Alita Vishaka, they were Roko. Says, where are you going? I'm a gopi. I'm going to Rajasthali. And they said, what? Kaun gopi? What's your name? You know? Yeah, my sheep, no. Mahade Shankar, Gaur Shankar. So he said, no, wait a minute. You know, yeah, every gopi has a name. This is Vishaka, Lita, Vrinda, Rati, and Mandri. He said, who's your mother and father? What gopa is your father? What's your mata's name? Your gopi, your mata. Oh, mata. I just went in his leg. I got under the water. He came out of his gopi roof. He wanted to be honest. He said, I don't have a mother and father. They all looked, what? You're a knuckly gopi. Knuckly means imitation, fake, you know. You're knuckly. Get lost. He said, no, Purnamasi. And they said, well, what, Purnamasi? What, Purnamasi? Yeah, Purnamasi. What about, who's Purnamasi? who's Purnamasi? That's not full moon, no. Purnamasi means full moon. He said, Zavavasti, try again, man. He was having a hard time. So then fortunately Yogamaya came along, Purnamasi came. He says, look, this is Shiva. I gave him a sucky sarup. So just take him to Rasa dance. Krishna knows who he is. So then goes into the Rasa dance. And then Radharani looks. she looks, she sees all the gopis, she knows all the gopis, feels happy. Yeah. Krishna's dad, you know? Doesn't something funny about that gopi. So then Krishna said, I'll introduce you. And said, Srimati Radharani, this is Gopishwar. So Krishna gave the name Gopishwar to Shiva and said, this is actually Lord Shiva. And he wanted to see the Rasa dance, so he's gonna stay here in a corner and the entrance, and he's gonna do some seva for you. So give him your blessings. So Radharani said, Tatastu. Tatastu. Yeah, let it be. So she stands there. Vashibha. Kovishwar Mahadev Ki Jai. So that's good. Start with Bhakti Siddhanta and then Kovishwar.